in right action and right livelihood, right? And so it is important that you go ahead and add your own energy, your own participation into that community resource that is KABU, 877-500-5266. The average contribution that members contribute in a year is about $90. If you are able to contribute $90, that's grand. Please do give us a call at 877-500-5266 and say, yeah, you'd like to contribute $90. It works out to a quarter a day, just a quarter a day, a couple dimes and a nickel every day. And that keeps KABU going strong. We would love to add you to this list of contributors. We would love to welcome you to the KABU family. Give us a call and let us know that you are there and that you share in the values that the Old Mole promote, that you value what they deliver every week in terms of analysis, commentary, news, information, and interviews, not to mention attitude. And that is, I have to say, well worth your support. KBOO.FM if you'd like to join us online, or contribute by phone right now by dialing 877-500-5266.
And you are tuned to KBOO in Portland. Air Cascadia is off today. Instead, we'll hear a piece on how America's middle class is declining as counterparts in Europe and Canada are advancing. And that will be followed at 10:15 by Locus Focus with host Barbara Bernstein. She interviews writer Elizabeth Colbert, who has a new book, The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. Stay tuned at 11 for Health Watch with host David Naiman. He speaks with best-selling author and renowned herbalist Rosemary Gladstar about 21 herbs proven to be effective at soothing and even preventing stress symptoms. And at 11:30 on Madness Radio, B. Nev Jones, psychiatric anthropology researcher, discusses how people diagnosed with schizophrenia who hear voices and experience psychosis can help to change the way we understand and respond to these experiences. And now here's some announcements before we go to that special piece about America's declining middle class.
KABU Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor David K. Johnston, speaking at the First Unitarian Church on Thursday, May 8th at 7 p.m. He is the editor of the newly released Divided, The Perils of Our Growing Inequality, and author of Free Lunch, How the Wealthiest Americans Enrich Themselves at Government Expense and Stick You with the Bill. Again, that's David K. Johnston at the First Unitarian Church, Thursday, May 8th at 7 p.m. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KABU is proud to co-sponsor the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. This conference calls for people, movements, organizations, and collectives to present alternative accounts to the political dimensions of civic engagement, mutual aid, and revolution. The conference starts Friday, May 9th with a facilitated discussion on the politics of solidarity, lessons learned from the struggle, and continues for 2 days of panel discussions, tabling, and more. Again, that's the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. More information can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
You've probably heard of them. The three Americans hiking in Iraqi Kurdistan, arrested by Iranian guards when they ventured near the border. An over 2-year imprisonment in Iran followed, much of it in solitary confinement. Now, Joshua Fatal, Shane Bauer, and Sarah Shord have turned their experience into a riveting memoir and a powerful indictment of solitary confinement. Tune in to a deeper look when Josh Fatal joins me, Linda Olsen Osterlund, to talk about their new book, A Sliver of Light, Three Americans Imprisoned in Iran. That's a deeper look, Thursday, May 8th at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
And now we will hear this piece on how America's middle class is declining as counterparts in Europe and Canada are advancing. This comes to us from the series Between the Lines.
Come on.
Since the birth of the Occupy Wall Street movement in New York City's Zuccotti Park in September 2011, America has seen more discussion and debate about rising income inequality. While many politicians, including President Obama, talk about the need to address inequality, little of substance has been done to reverse policies that exacerbate the accelerating wealth gap. Now a new study published in the New York Times, titled "The American Middle Class is No Longer the World's Richest," cites statistics from the Luxembourg Income Study database and concludes that the middle class and other industrialized nations around the world have seen considerably larger increases in income over the last three decades than their American counterparts. The study also found that poor Americans have fared even worse than the middle class in comparison to families with similar incomes living in Canada and Europe. Major factors in the different outcomes revolve around tax policies that favor the rich, lagging education attainment, the distribution of wealth upwards to the wealthiest sector, and the weakening of labor unions. Recent research on inequality and views on America's dysfunctional political system have found a large audience among Americans looking for answers about declining living standards. French economist Thomas Piketty's best-selling new book, Capital in the 21st Century, argues that unfettered capitalism inevitably leads to extreme income inequality. A new study by professors at Princeton and Northwestern University conclude that America is no longer a democracy, but an oligarchy where the rich call the shots. Your reporter spoke with Sam Pizzigatti, a veteran labor journalist and an associate fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies. Here he assesses the decline of the American middle class, rising income inequality, and public policy initiatives that can help reverse falling living standards.
When you look at disposable income around the world, around the developed world, you see that it's been an incredibly lousy century so far for average Americans. Since the year 2000, disposable income in the United States has barely nudged it all. It's only up 0.3%. In other countries, by comparison, the increase is much, much higher. So you look at Spain. Spain we now see as a basket case with all sorts of economic trouble. But yet in Spain, they've had a disposable income increase of 4.1%, well over 10 times the U.S. increase. In Italy, another country that's doing very poorly economically, the increase has been 8%. In the Netherlands, 14%. In Canada, our neighbors to the north, they've seen a 20% increase in disposable household income since the year 2000. Again, we've seen 0.3%. So looking across the world, the developed world, our peer nations, the average people in the United States are really doing much, much worse than people elsewhere.
You know, there are a lot of people out there that probably don't understand the forces that contribute to inequality in this country. But by looking at the public policies of these other industrialized nations around the world and what they do different from the United States that contributes to less inequality than we have here, what can we learn?
I think the best comparison to make is the comparison within the United States. That is, the comparison between the United States today and where we were in the middle of the 20th century when we became the first nation in the world to create a mass middle class. And at that time, that mass middle class was built on two main factors. One, we had a strong labor movement in the United States. Over one out of every three workers carried a union card, and because of that, unions set the labor market pace, and even non-union workers ended up getting union-level wages because unions were so prevalent. Right now, less than 7% of U.S. workers hold union cards. Over vast swatches of the country, the labor movement and collective bargaining have essentially disappeared. So what we have is that the treasure that the United States economy is generating every year is flowing into the pockets of people at the top and not average Americans. And that's a prime source of the inequality that we're facing. Back in the middle of the 20th century, we also had a strong progressive tax system that limited inequities from the operations of the market. Income over $400,000 in the 1950s faced a 91% top tax rate. Now it's 39.6%. for that same income. So just by letting our progressive tax system atrophy, just by tolerating assault, the assault on unions that we've seen over the past 50 and 60 years, we've changed the dynamics of income and wealth distribution in the United States, and other countries have not gone through that process to anywhere near the extent that we have here in the United States.
Sam, I also wanted to ask you, I guess the million-dollar question here, the trillion-dollar question, what are some of the policy prescriptions that you would advise the country take a serious look at, debate, and a vote on in terms of the capacity to reverse economic disparity in this country? What are the ones that you think are the most important?
Well, there are a number of things, but I would say that the very first thing we need to do is we need to stop subsidizing inequality with our tax dollars, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. Every major corporation in the United States depends on government contracts and government tax subsidies of various support, whether you're talking about Lockheed Martin, the defense contractor, or General Motors or Apple computers. Every major corporation has its hand in the till in one way or another. So one thing that we're talking about, the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, is that we should tie government procurement and government tax breaks to corporate pay policies. And if a corporation is paying its top executives hundreds of times more than its average workers are receiving, that corporation should not be able to receive a government contract. That corporation should not be able to receive a government tax break. There are other things that we can do along that line. In California right now, the state of California, there's legislation pending that would tax corporations that have a high ratio between CEO and worker pay at a higher level than corporations that have a modest differential between CEO and worker pay. These are the sorts of steps I think we need to start thinking about. At the same time, we need to do the things that we know work from the past. We need to enable unions to organize and change the labor rules that benefit management so overwhelmingly today. And of course, we need to reinstitute a strong progressive tax system where people of great wealth pay a higher share of their income in taxes than people of modest means.
That was Sam Pizzagatti, an associate fellow with the Institute for Policy Studies and author of the book, The Rich Don't Always Win. Find links to Pizzagatti's online column, Too Much, and more analysis of economic inequality in the U.S. by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.
In fact, you are listening to your community radio station, KBOO, and I'm Anya. I'm here with Liz, and we are here to entice you to join us this morning at 877-500-5266. We are community radio. We are independent radio. You are an important part of being our funding base, and we actually talk about things like economic injustice and the dangers of the huge disparity in wealth in this country at this time. That is one of the themes that we actually, our program hosts, hit on quite often. And right now, it's well with your support, because where else are you going to get this information brought to you by community members that are passionate, that care, that are here volunteering their time because they do care so deeply about making this world a better place. 877-500-5266.
That's right. And, you know, it's really important that you understand that your support keeps these kinds of programs on the air. It's not somebody else's support. It's actually your support. 83% of our support comes from individual listeners. So now's the time to take a moment and think about, what does this kind of programming mean to you? Put it into some financial terms. Is it worth $5 a month? Is it worth $7.50 a month? Is it worth an hour's wage per month? Is it worth every nickel you have? That's kind of up to you. We can't tell you how much to value KBOO. We do know that you value it because you're listening, but we can't tell you what number to put on it. And frankly, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you step up and become a member and show your financial support for the unique programming that you hear on KBOO, like our upcoming program with Barbara
Bernstein.
Thank you, Bernstein. I'm having a mental lapse for a moment. But Barbara Bernstein's fabulous program, Locus Focus, which does in-depth environmental reporting and has done so for for many, many years. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm. We have a goal of $200 for this hour. We can easily make that goal, but we need your help to do it. Pick up the phone right now, 877-500-5266.
So you were hearing in that brief interview about the work, the rich don't always win. Well, especially when the rest of us get access to the airwaves, where the rest of us get access to media, where the rest of us get access to information so that we can make sure we know what's going on with tax codes and with legislation and with things that, you know, sometimes kind of make us want to glaze over. That's all important stuff. And what KABU does is we have volunteers who are passionate about the issues, who in fact go out and get the interviews and then, you know, make sure that it's brought back to us in plain talk so that we can access it, so that we don't glaze over, so that we in fact take in the information and move forward with it. Again, creating social change together. It's the very basis of KABU Community Radio. We are here to promote the values of peace and justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Where do I keep getting that? Well, because those are the values that are written into our program charter. That's how much we care about them. We want to make sure that we are accessible to volunteers from the community so people can come in and learn how to make radio. And then when they do so, that they can support those values that are important to all of us listening right now. Please take this moment to contribute to KABU and become a supporting member of your community. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Or online, you can reach